Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This world could not and cannot bear St. John the Baptist, a man of God, a man from God, a man for God, even as they couldn't bear his comrades, Zechariah, murdered between the temple and the altar, Jeremiah, beaten and locked up in the stocks, or Isaiah, sawn in two before him. They can't bear him, nor let alone the rest of the prophets, because they cannot bear him whom John foreran, the one who saves his people by his own unjust martyrdom. He who leaped for joy in his mother's womb at the word of the Lord, now leaps in heaven where that word is ever before his face. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world takes away his tears. Truth of God will never achieve popularity in a world full of men who love lies. The devil himself is a liar. He says God is an unjust tyrant, that he gives true freedom. He says to do whatever you want, whatever feels good. He tells Herod he can take his brother's wife as his own, that he can lust after his brother's daughter, for he's king, and it's his right. He tells Herodias she's queen. John has offended her, and so he must die. Herod sheds the prophet's blood to appear just, upright, honorable, and honest before his guests. Yet they're both prisoners. Prisoners to lust, greed, wrath, envy, pride. Prisoners, the devil. But so are you. You fear the opinions of men more than the wrath of God. You should stand with John, calling down the world's wrath by your intolerance of immorality, warning everyone of the coming day of judgment, and fearlessly pointing to the living Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world to make men his again. Far, far, far easier to stand with Herod, hiding in the shadows of pretend respectability, turning a blind eye for convenience's sake. And do you realize that in doing so, you're simply washing the platter stained with the prophet's blood without so much as a meek protest? The fact of the matter is, you're embarrassed by the word of God. Your wrath seethes against those undeserving of your malice. You dance in the arms of the devil, doing much shameful, shackled to sin, guilty before God, and deserving of death. You've been lukewarm and afraid, more interested in what's popular and good in the eyes of men. Repent. Thus it's for the coward. It's for those afraid to commit or with no conviction. It is for you. The kingdom of God is here. The hour of salvation is now. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. This is the joy John knew, even in Herod's prison. Be like him, and be the beacon of truth in the midst of those who peddle Satan's doctrine, line their own pockets and make themselves famous with men. Turn your back on the social club and be satisfied with the locusts and camel's hair of pure doctrine and the presence of the triune God's actual forgiving love. It's vanity, and in a vain attempt that Herod tried to bridle John's holy tongue, for he still speaks. Even today, in the Holy Church, you hear John cry aloud to the gospel, condemning sin and calling sinners to repentance. Even today, you hear him crying aloud through the gospel and in the liturgy, chanting, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Behold the Lamb of God, anointed by John in the Jordan, declared from heaven for all to hear to be the beloved Son, in whom the Father is well pleased. Him, God comes in your flesh, all your sins placed upon him by John in those muddy waters. Jesus is made unclean that you would be clean. Guilty that you would be innocent. Your sins are no more. Behold the Lamb of God, lifted up upon Calvary's hill to suffer and die, the innocent for the guilty. Like John, Jesus is accused by hate and jealousy, imprisoned wrongly, condemned falsely, and illegally put to death. But unlike John, Jesus' death is the death of death. His death bursts and shatters the chains of sin and death. By his death, Jesus frees you from bondage to the devil. By his death, your lies are silenced, the fires of your lust put out, your wrath and schemes done away with, your shame covered. The decree of death is indeed lifted from your neck, because it's placed upon him. For his sake, you are innocent before God. Behold the Lamb of God, slain from before the foundation of the world, who lives and reigns forevermore. John was dead and buried, but Herod thought he'd risen from the dead. O foolish Herod, no man returns from the grave except the man of whom John was the forerunner. Only the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, is raised from the dead. But in fact, John shall rise when Jesus comes again in glory. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. So too then shall you, O Christian, for you are joined to him, your flesh welded to his in holy baptism. And if Jesus' death and burial are yours, so then is his resurrection. Behold, the Lamb of God gives himself to you, filling you with every good thing. The false king presented the head of John upon a platter as a gift. But the King of heaven and earth gives no other gift than himself upon the platter for you. What Jesus freely gives is no less than his body roasted in the fire of the Father's wrath upon the cross. His blood poured out to appease the Father's wrath, the very price of your redemption. Recline at table in him. John, and all the prophets, patriarchs, apostles, martyrs, and saints, you feast upon the Lamb of God. That which is comfortable and easy does not last. That which is popular changes. That which is false and weak gives no comfort. What matters and what lasts is that Jesus the crucified is risen again and deigns to dwell in the hearts of those who believe in him. Yes, you've been called to a life of cross-bearing, but you know the grace of God in Christ. You receive what he promises, forgiveness of your sins and eternal life with him in his kingdom. You have nothing to lose, absolutely nothing to fear. Precious in the sight of the Lord, the death of his saints. That's why St. John was so stout-hearted, so unbending, so courageous, so gallant, vain. Herod tried to silence him. Head separated from body, John still today points to every page of Holy Scripture, to the font, to the altar, crying out, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In spite of the plotting and scheming of the devil, John will not be silenced. So let the devil, the world, hate, mock, kill you. It harms us none. He whom John anointed in the Jordan is your advocate, your protector and benefactor. Jesus tells the truth, and his words will never pass away. He tells the truth of the sacrifice made, the ransom paid, and the blood shed for justice's sake. Purge you of your lying sin. Feeds you with that martyred yet risen flesh which cannot lie, and brings you into himself. itself, eternity, where moth and rust cannot and do not destroy. This is the joy St. John knew on earth and knows now perfectly in heaven. It was enough for him to face his death without flinching. He knew what was to come. In Jesus' name.